This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have him back on my show. We're talking no other than DigiPath, Inc., a trader on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DIGP. And what they do, they bring unbiased cannabis news coverage to the cannabis industry by education, training, data acquisition, and reliable testing. And with us today is the chairman of the company and founder, Mr. Todd Dinkin. Todd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
You know, last year you guys, I won't say last year, but 2017, you did 941,000. 2018, you did 2.8 million. Why the uptick? And no pun intended.
Right. Clearly it's because of what's happening here in Nevada. I mean, Nevada is a burgeoning cannabis marketplace. Recent numbers that they released actually from last November are the most recent numbers we can get. $52.5 million in cannabis sales. That's up almost $1 million from the previous month, and it is a new record. Growth in Nevada for cannabis sales and all cannabis products is increasing about 1.7% a month, which is about 20% annually, right? So it's a very, it's a new market, but we've been around for 4 years already, right? 2 years medically and coming up on 2 years recreationally. And people are starting to realize that, hey, wait a second, cannabis is legal in Nevada. We better get to Nevada. So we see the growth of the marketplace, and as the marketplace grows, certainly we will grow along with it. You know, more cultivators, more producers, that equals more testing, you know.
You know, I had over 100 CEOs in the cannabis industry on my show last year, and the one thing that kind of resonated with me was trying to perfect their product the way if they had a store in California, they could find the same product in Nevada, same product in Oregon. And that being said, the only way they can do that is really sending either their cannabis to you or their hemp, and you guys testing it so they can know that, like when you buy a hamburger at McDonald's in Phoenix, Arizona, you know you're going to buy the same kind of hamburger in Chicago, Illinois. It's going to taste the same. I wanted to get your thoughts on that and how that testing resonates with some of those CBD growers.
Sure, of course. It's a really good question because that's what people expect. And right now, you know, cannabis products and hemp products, they're all known by strain names, you know. And all of these strain names, there's no real regulation on those strain names. There's no rhyme and reason for them, you know, and people make up strain names every single day. And when they want to mix and match and create a new pheno, they literally make up names all the time. So just because you think you're getting a blue dream somewhere doesn't mean you're getting a blue dream somewhere. And even if the cultivator and even if the guy's making the products, you know, they think it's a blue dream and they're marketing it as a blue dream, it might not even be a blue dream. And because there's no real regulation or standardization even from the seeds that, you know, if you're starting at seed, like if you're buying seeds at a seed place, you know, they're usually in a wooden box with a duct tape and a Sharpie written on Blue Dream or whatever the strain happens to be. So just knowing what you have, first of all, is the first, you know, issue that you have to overcome. And the way to do that is with genotyping and making sure that what you think you're growing is what you're growing. And then exactly what you said, you know, on the backside of it, you know, people take marijuana, not only do they sell the flower, but they create lots and lots of products with that. And you're right, there's a brand in California, there's the same brand in Colorado, same brand in Nevada. The difference is, though, is the actual raw materials that they're starting with, because you can't cross state lines with cannabis products. So everything that's grown in California has to be used to make California products, same thing in Nevada and Colorado and everywhere else. So It's not like going to a drugstore and getting that bottle of Tylenol, right, that you know is going to be the same in New York as it is in China, right?
Right,
But what the testing does is the testing verifies that it is what it is you're looking for. And what we deliver is called a chemo profile. So that is the amount of cannabinoids and the amount of terpenes that are in the product, right? So even if it's a Blue Dream, even if it's called a Blue Dream, it's not really the thing to look at is the strain name, but it's the profiling of the plant based on the testing that is done is what you can use as to make sure that you're getting exactly what you want every time. But unfortunately, in today's cannabis world, there really is no regulation of that sort of thing. There is no standardization of that sort of thing. Everybody has their own techniques of growing. They all use different lights and different nutrients, and they all think that they have the secret sauce, right, to make their cannabis product the best. But it is very difficult to duplicate and get the exact same thing every single time unless you start off with really clean and confirmed genetics. You grow exactly in the same environment every single time. And you get it tested to verify that everything that you're doing from your growing is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. So you're right. You're right in one aspect in that testing does confirm that you are getting what you're getting. Testing also confirms that the product is what the product says it is. And the truth is that it's just got to be close to what it is in another state because the raw product is different, you know, because it's grown. California, you know, cannabis is different from Nevada cannabis in that they're just grown in different environments, where most California cannabis is grown outdoors, where it's all grown indoors here in Nevada. So it's kind of the same, but not really the same until, you know, I believe the FDA is going to eventually step in and they're going to take control and they're going to, you know, there won't be any more green cracks or, you know, or whatever the strange strain names that exist today. And they'll be more like, you know, a pharmaceutical, you know, nomenclature to really start the duplication process, you know, of that McDonald's hamburger, that bottle of Tylenol.
Absolutely. Today you put out a press release, Grow Sciences. You just, you know, recently launched everything. You know, bring myself and my listeners up to speed on that. What exactly does that mean to your investors?
Sure. Well, as a testing facility, you know, we collect data. And what we've learned over the last 4 years or so is that this data is very, very important. You know, this is data that hasn't been collected before. You know, the rules and regs are very stringent here in Nevada. And not only do we test for, you know, safety like pesticides and heavy metals and microbiology, but like I was mentioning before, that chemo profile is what we test for too. So the Nevada state regs say that we have to test 4 cannabinoids and 9 terpenes. We, however, test for 11 cannabinoids and 21 terpenes. So this gives us, you know, 32 data points that we can start mixing and matching and comparing and seeing what's alike and what's similar, and then go deeper into that and analyze all of this data that we are generating. Because I believe over time, you know, this data will be the basis for individualized medicine, will be the basis for all kinds of new products, formulations, and, you know, everybody's looking for the newest, the greatest, the best, whatever, right, to add cannabis to it or add some kind of cannabis chemicals to it. And when I say chemicals, I mean the cannabinoids or the terpenes. And they don't really know what to do or how to do it, or, you know, they don't really have the science behind them to create these things. So we created Grow Sciences based on this data that we collect. And, you know, thanks to our super big brain, Dr. Cindy Orser, who is our chief science officer for DigiPath, she's done lots and lots and lots of research and certainly lots of data analytics. And we've come up with, or she's come up with, a, you know, some formulations, and these formulations are specific to certain things based on a lot of the stuff that we collect. And these formulations are now going to be licensed out to people who make products. So you're a producer, you want to make a new vape pen, and you want to add whatever it is you want to add, you can call Grow Sciences and say, hey, we're looking for a whatever, you know, a pain, an anti-anxiety, a whatever it is that you're looking for. And then based on our data, we have, you know, proven formulations that we will license out to producers. So it's a pretty exciting thing to be able to, you know, take the data that we're doing in one business unit and use it for another business unit.
I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about international growth. The $2.8 million that you guys did in revenues in 2018, mostly all that was domestic, mostly in Nevada. What's your thoughts and your game plan for international revenues?
Well, we believe that the big business in cannabis is going to be in international exporting. Canada, Israel, Colombia, they are all poised right now for large, agriculture and export. You know, we are very interested in South America and specifically in Colombia. Colombia, we are very interested in because it is literally the perfect growing environment. It has 12 hours of light, 12 hours of darkness every single day, all year round, because it's on the equator. The weather is perfect. It rains just enough. And we all know Colombia has a strange history in the cannabis space and in other spaces, right? But the government is getting involved. They've signed treaties with the FARC and with the indigenous people, and they really are promoting cannabis as an industry in Colombia. In fact, Colombia is predicted to produce about 44% of the world's cannabis products, and mostly for export, and that's about 40 tons of cannabis products. And Europe, for example, in England, medical marijuana is legal.
Yes.
But you can't buy it anywhere because you can't grow it anywhere. Nobody growing it is not legal, right? In Germany,
right.
It's legal, but you can't grow it there, right? So all of these countries are set up for imports. So what DigiPath likes is, first of all, the giant market, you know, that Colombia represents and other foreign countries, because, you know, everything will have to be tested going out of the country and also be tested coming into the country, similar to how gold is tested, right? When you get gold shipped from one place to another, it's tested on the export side, and then, you know, the guy who's on the import side doesn't just open the box and say, okay, this is it, this must be the gold, right? You know, they obviously have it tested on the import side as well. Well, we believe that's what's going to happen with the cannabis space, and if we can get started in Colombia, which is our plan, it puts us on the ground floor of cannabis export and the testing for cannabis export, because everything will have to be tested before it leaves the country, and then everything will have to be tested when it comes to the incoming country. So we're really looking for the end of 2019 to get open and up and running in Colombia. And I say the end only because our fiscal year ends end of September, right? So we'd like to be open before the end of our fiscal year in Bogota, and we're very excited about the opportunities that this will bring to our shareholders, for sure.
We're running out of time, but I did want to get to my final question. Recently, you announced a deal with hemp. What is that going to do to adding to your bottom line?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. So look, Daddy always said, take something complex, make it simple, then repeat until rich, right? So that's what we've done. We've taken something very complex in that we have these very complex rules and regs in Nevada that we've been operating under for the last 4 years. We just became ISO 17025 certified. So now we have a system in place that we can now plug and play anywhere that cannabis is legal, or now that the farm bill is passed, now anywhere that hemp is grown. So we believe that we're going to duplicate our efforts, everything we've done here in not only cannabis-friendly states, but also in the hemp-friendly states. And the deal that we made with Hemp Inc. Is just the beginning, because, you know, they have three processing centers in three different states, Arizona, North Carolina, and in Oregon. And they just announced, I think today, that they have more. I know they're building stuff in Puerto Rico. And we're going to really, you know, open these testing facilities in the processing centers, because in order for hemp to be shipped anywhere, you have to prove that it doesn't have THC in it, or the actual number is, it has to be under 0.3% THC, which is the chemical in cannabis that gets you high, right?
Exactly.
Hemp is a version of cannabis, but it has, you know, very, very small quantities of THC, and you have to prove that you're below 0.3% in order to ship it. So everything has to be tested in hemp in order to make the products, and then, you know, just like they're doing in Nevada, where next year the hemp will fall under the same testing guidelines as cannabis, and we expect that to happen all over the country. And in the meantime, we're expanding our brand. We are grabbing a little footprint, you know, all over the country. And then, you know, over time, this is going to create some big revenue for us.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a leader in cannabis testing, look no further than DigiPath Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DIGP. Todd, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show today. All I ask is that you be a regular and come on every 40 or 50 days so my listeners can get an update and find out what's going on with your great company.
Awesome. That sounds like a plan, Everett. We appreciate you guys, and we appreciate Uptick. You guys are doing a great job as usual. And yeah, let's stay in touch, and we'll talk to you in about a month.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.